I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Brooklyn Zone Podcast with Joe Causey, intern Anthony, and Louie Louie on radio.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Joe Causey from CBS FM. Welcome to the Brooklyn Zone Podcast.
And intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
You know, I got to tell you, this year, lots and lots of great times on the Brooklyn Zone Podcast, revealing times in my life. This is like my own therapy session, I got to tell you. I dish out a lot of stuff about my life, personal stuff, and sometimes I try to hold back. I don't want to get too much stuff out there, but I just can't help it. Lots and lots of great stuff and so many great episodes. Too, like our Columbus Day parade episode. You know, I've been doing the Columbus Day parade for so many years. I got such a kick out of intern Anthony this year. He had such a great time at the parade, sitting high atop the float, waving to the masses, and he was in such awe this year, strolling up Fifth Avenue. Got such a kick out of that. That probably was one of my best moments this year with CBS FM and with the Brooklyn Zone Podcast.
Joe, before you go any further, I want to stop you and I want to tell you something. Now, I want you to listen to me clearly about this. There's this common misconception that I deal with a lot, especially being in such a big industry and being around some giants of this industry all of the time. There is this misconception that I can't hang because I'm young. And I don't know whether you believe that or not, or whether anybody believes that or not, but maybe it's all in my head. I just want you to know that when we started this, and I never met the Brooklyn's own Joe Causey before, but I saw you walking down 86th Street when we went to go do the John Travolta big, you know, recap when he had the slices of pizza again, whatever, when he brought his toupee with him. But I saw you there, and you're 7 feet tall, you're 5 feet wide, you look like a linebacker. And I'm saying to myself, this guy is a freaking legend, and he's going to work with me. He's going to actually sit here with me and do a podcast about the place that we love called Brooklyn. And I just want you to know that from day one, I doubted the idea that you would even really want to do this with me, because this was, I thought, one of the better ideas I've ever had here to do this, because we both come from such a great neighborhood. And it's such a dynamic and global neighborhood, even though it's so small. And I said to myself, I said to my family, I said to my parents, I said, there's no way this is going to last long, because I think Joe is going to be like, you know, what the hell? This guy's a little kid. What am I doing with him? And here we are 1 year later. And I have to tell you that I've learned from you. I've gotten so much incredible respect for you. And you are one of the greatest people that I've gotten to work with in the last 4 years that I've been in radio. And I just want to thank you for introducing me to Brooklyn's own Joe Causey. Now, granted, you do eat Mushu pork at a diner, but that's fine, you know? Don't worry about that.
Yep, the Brooklyn Zone Podcast had a lot of funny bits and a lot of personal stories that we shared on the podcast, like my obsession with Chinese roast pork at Greek diners. I mean, maybe it was me, but Anthony and Lewis never heard of Chinese roast pork in a diner. I've been eating this thing since 1979, and these guys in these Greek diners make this better than Chinese restaurants. None of these guys ever heard of this thing. It was crazy.
What a great year it's been with this Brooklyn Zone Podcast. I got to tell you, to just sit in the studio with Joe and with Anthony and watch them talk about stuff that relates to me and my neighborhood and where I'm from and just my culture, everything. It's just so relatable. We started getting this all together early last year, and it really came together during that John Travolta day that they did over at Lenny's Pizza on 86th Street. We were there, we were talking, and I'm watching Joe and Anthony, and I think it was the first time they really got a long conversation together, and they're chatting, and I'm like, this is going to work. this is a good idea. This is really going to be fun. And from that point on, we really got tight with it. We started August 3rd of last year, 2018, and we haven't looked back.
I got a message the other day. We talk about how we reach so many people from so many different places, and that's the beauty of radio.com is that you can listen to it wherever you are, whenever you want. And I got a message from this guy. His name is Carlo. And he messages me on Instagram and he said, you know, I just found your podcast. And what I found interesting was that he listened to every single one of our episodes in a row. He listened right through. He binge listened to them, if that's a new term that we can use, kind of like binge watching. And I thought that was a little weird that he got to listen to every single one of them at the same time. That's got to be like 20 hours, something like that, maybe a little bit more. Especially with your long, weird stories about tractor trailers and everything that you won at casinos. But regardless, what I found so interesting was that I messaged the guy back and I asked him why he listened to them all at once. Turns out the guy now lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. And he said, over there, there is not one other meatball Italian besides for him. Now, could you imagine being in an entire area where there's no people like you and I, Joe? I guess everybody's kneecaps are fine. No one owes each other money. But anyway, he said that we make him feel at home because he used to live in Connecticut, which is not far from here. And we have a lot of paisans up in Connecticut. But he said that we make him feel so at home because it feels like he's sitting on the stoop with us. Feels like we're talking to him. And that's the magic that we're bringing to people through Bensonhurst, through radio.com, and through New 102.7 and CBS FM. I mean, the three of us, Louie, and Joe, and I hope that we make you feel like you're sitting on the stoop with us on a Friday night and that we got to go inside when the lights turn on, the street lights, because your mother's waiting for you with a nice, I don't know, meatball parm or something like that. I hope that we bring a little bit of Brooklyn to everybody.
Lots and lots of great episodes on the Brooklyn Zone podcast. For me, one of the best ones so far this year had to be the time that we spent it with good old Steve Sciarippa, Bobby Bacala of The Sopranos. What a great, great episode. We discussed Brooklyn of old, Brooklyn of new, and what Brooklyn's turning into today. And he did not hold back. He said it straight from the hip. Lots of great conversation with this. You know, but I got to tell you what I really, really love about the Brooklyn Zone podcast is all the feedback from listeners just like you. Had so many great emails from people saying, we love what you talk about because you take us back through the podcast to our days growing up in Brooklyn, whether it be in Williamsburg or Bensonhurst or Sheepshead Bay or Canarsie or Marine Park. We took these people back and we still do it today each and every week in our podcast. And this is what I love about the Brooklyn Zone podcast, taking each and every one of you out there back to that special time in your life with some great memories about growing up in the playground of the world.
Thank you, everybody, for the great comments that you give us. And the best and most satisfying part of it, the gratifying part of it, is when you say, oh, man, when you guys talk about Christmas, you know, and the way things go with it and all the traditions that you have. And when you go to the Diker Heights lights and all the problems and everything like that, and going to the pizza places and just all the everything that we do. And you say it relates to you and it makes you feel like you're back home because most of you guys don't live out there anymore, and it's understandable, but it just, that's the best when you just feel that way, and we helped you do that, and if we can continue to do that, you know, we're doing our job.
I think we put together a great one-year episode here of the Brooklyn Zone podcast. So 1 year later, after we started for the first time together, I am intern Anthony from New 102.7.
It's me, Joe Causey, Brooklyn Zone from CBS FM.
Thank you for listening to the Brooklyn Zone podcast. We will see you in year two this August.
We'll catch you next time on the Brooklyn Zone podcast.
When you stepped up to the counter in White Castle, yeah, did you look them in their eye and did you say, can I get a large chicken chow mein?
The roast pork is great. Come on.
I don't like...
You eat roast pork
anywhere. I cannot believe you never had a Chinese roast pork sandwich in a diner.
I can't believe you walk into a freaking diner and the first thing
that's
you do
right
is
on the top of
Chinese
the list.
Guy.
No, wait. If you ever go... You know the section, it's like a whole Bible,
yeah,
the diner,
no one
right?
reads it. Yeah,
I always read it.
You get the French fries with cheese.
No,
that's
no,
it.
No, no, no. You go to the open-faced section of the menu, right?
Roast pork.
And you see Romanian steaks in. sandwich, you see open first turkey, and boom, open face Chinese roast pork sandwich, and there it is. But they got other great stuff. You wanted great pancakes, you could have them at 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the
that's
afternoon.
That's the stuff that you get there, but never
thick
once
French
in my
toast,
life.
The collie French toast.
I can't. It still takes him the same amount of time to get to work that it took him from Brooklyn, and I don't know why.
Well, you had that lovely Staten Island Expressway.
Which they should
which
take.
Which is a joy. You could go on that expressway in the morning, in the afternoon, at night, in the middle of the night, Christmas Eve, Groundhog's Day, it doesn't make a difference. You're going to have traffic on that thing, going and coming.
I just don't get it.
Are you ready for this? You may fall off the chair. I'm very Italian. I've never had a cold cut sandwich in my life. Never. I can't help it.
What do you
I'm
mean?
Speechless.
I can't.
What kind of cold cuts have you never had in a sandwich?
None, ever.
You've never had a mozzarella and prosciutto hero?
Never had prosciutto in my life. I've ate mozzarella, never had prosciutto.
Are you kidding me?
Never had bologna. I've never had any of
mortadella?
That.
Mortadella?
Nothing. If you put a piece of olive loaf on my tongue, I turn into Linda Blair from The Exorcist. My head, it starts spinning around.
I got to take you to Papa Pasquale's in Brooklyn. They stack it about 4 or 5 inches thick inside the sandwich.
And there's sandwich places that name sandwiches after me, too.
Yeah, you got Leone's.
Leone's.
I worked right next door to them. I've been on the air for 3 years, and I didn't get anything.
Well, I think we need to take a break and process this. This is kind of big news.
It is big news.
You've never had a cold cut sandwich.
Never in my life.
I don't know how that's
call
possible.
My wife up. Go ahead. Call her up. She'll tell you. You have to see.
I don't believe that
I
at all.
I swear to God.
I don't want anyone to think that we'll never have a Brooklyn update again, though, because my girlfriend still lives in Brooklyn, so I'll be there every single day.
Oh, that ain't
going to
last.
Yeah, okay.
That ain't going to last.
She'll be moving in with you soon.
She's going to be moving into your house.
Oh, I thought you meant it's not going to last me and her.
Why? What are you, infallible?
Yeah.
You don't
think
something could happen?
And never. Not with me and her. Joe, she's the one.
Really?
She is absolutely 110% the one. I have a separate bank.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to throw something out there right now.
Separate bank account? What?
I have a separate bank account that has money in it. No, that has money in it to save for her engagement ring because she deserves it and she's getting it sooner than later.
You are a brown nose, man. This guy was like a straight up guy.
I am a straight up guy.
She's got you saving money in separate accounts already.
No, it's not her. No, Joe.
I'm setting up your bachelor party. That's all I'm saying
dude,
right
that's
now.
That's fine.
I'm talking about fire trucks, German shepherds, everything. All right?
L&B?
Yeah, L&B. It's
going to
be great.
We'll go to the chef's table.
What if she wants a Brooklyn guy?
Right.
You're Staten what Island guy.
I am still a Brooklyn guy.
No, wait a minute.
You could take the boy out of Brooklyn.
You're
going to
be overseas now.
Yeah.
You're overseas.
I know it.
All right? And when you're overseas, the heart kind of flutters.
Bull. I'm not going to be overseas all the time.
The heart's going to start fluttering.
What if she's cruising down 86th Street without you and
she sees some paisan
with
walking
deck, down? With her white decks out of the window. You know what I mean? I love those shoes. What about Lower Manhattan here? You live in the city now, right?
Yes.
You're downtown?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see the change? Because I see it.
De Blasio is one of the worst human beings that's ever walked the face of the earth.
Okay. And I appreciate that. I kid you not. Applaud on
he
that.
He is a horrible, horrible human. He looked to destroy this city, and he did it very quickly, much quicker than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the homeless problem's way worse. And I take the trains quite a bit. Every train, there's a beggar on every train.
Every train.
Mm-hmm. And they're very aggressive. They're very aggressive now.
And they look at you.
It's no longer, you know, it's just a homeless guy. They're very aggressive. There's also, because the cops can't do their job, a lot of times they're doing one hand tied behind their back.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I know the commissioner, and I like him very much. I'm sure he's got his hands tied. Because of that, it seems people out there are braver. You know, they're braver and more aggressive and looking to start a fight and yell and scream because nothing's going to happen to them,
right.
You know. Nothing's going to happen. They're taking pictures. They're taking photos. So, and I'm not talking black. I'm talking white, black, and everything in between.
That's right.
I'm talking the people of New York City. It is much different. I moved back here in 2000. It's a much different city.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Rudy went off his rocker. I knew Rudy. I don't dislike him, but he went a little, I don't know where he went. Bloomberg was good, a little extreme. Doesn't understand. I like after one of the hurricanes, Yeah, go to a play. Get out of the house. Go to a play. Mm-hmm. These people can't feed themselves.
Right.
Go to a play for $200. So he's a little out of touch. Yeah. Go to dinner. There's another $200. You know. Mm-hmm. So
try parking your car.
Yeah.
$150.
You know. So out of touch here. You know. Yeah. De Blasio though just wants it the other way. He's a communist, as far as I'm concerned.
Giving everything away.
I mean, you know, I work hard, pay my taxes. My father was a bum, and he didn't work for 30 years, mm-hmm. sat on the couch and collected a disability. He would love De Blasio.
Yeah.
He would have loved him, because he don't have to work. You get the phone, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, you know, everything on the arm.
I don't know what it is, but when I go by the water, I feel like I was a pirate back in a life, previous life. Don't laugh.
I can't.
I feel very energized when I'm by the water. Don't laugh. All my friends know this too. They know when we go away, there's just something about when I'm by the water. I feel very good. I feel energized. It's like, it's amazing. But I'm serious. I feel that I like a pirate's life for me. I'm dead serious. You think I'm goofing around?
I thought you were going to say that's some serious thing.
I feel so good when I'm in the Caribbean. I don't know what it is.
I can't.
Give me a rum cake. I'm good.
I've seen it all. Let me speak to you in a language then.
I guess, love pirates.
I guess this will make you feel at home then. That's going to do it for this episode of the Brooklyn Zone Podcast.
It's the Brooklyn Zone Podcast on radio.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.